candidate you're excited about this fall?
I'm independent. No, actually, I'm not. I'm independent.
As in you haven't decided?
I'm independent.
As in you haven't decided yet?
I have not. I'm waiting for the last debate, then I'll take it from there.
If it was tomorrow, which way you think you're leaning?
It's going to be a close call. So I'm libertarian, so I would prefer to go someone who's libertarian.
Like a Rand Paul or...
Rand Paul is awesome.
First of all, Rand Paul shouldn't even be on this stage. He's number 11. He's got 1% in the polls. And how he got up here, there's far too many people. Anyway.
Are you surprised to see the tone of this election among the voters?
Absolutely. They're not focusing on the right issues. They're attacking each other with useless votes. So I'm libertarian, I would say, in my opinion.
Are you hopeful for the future?
Always.
Like a Rand Paul. I appreciate you. Here's my card.
First of all, Rand Paul shouldn't even be on this
stage. What's your first name? As in you haven't decided it yet?
I'm independent.
As in you haven't decided it yet?
I have not. I'm waiting for the last debate, then I'll take it from there.
If it was tomorrow, which way you think you're leaning?
It's going to be a close call. So I'm libertarian, so I would prefer to go someone who's libertarian.
Like a Rand Paul or...
Rand Paul's awesome.
First of all, Rand Paul shouldn't even be on this stage. He's number 11. He's got 1% in the polls. And how he got up here, there's far too many people. Anyway.
Are you surprised to see the tone of this election among the
Absolutely.
Voters?
Absolutely. They're not focusing on the right issues. They're attacking each other with useless terminology, in my opinion. So,
are you hopeful for the future?
Always. You should be. I wish you well.
I appreciate your time. Here's my card. My show here tomorrow. What's your first name?
Matthew,
beautiful day here in Bryant Park.
Yep.
I asked if you were interested in politics. I don't want her to walk away from you there.
She might walk away.
I know. If she,
bolts, she also you hates can... politics.
You hate it?
And doesn't
it?
Let me talk about them.
But do you like it yourself if you get
no.
around? But it's pretty compelling this year, you have to admit.
Like a soap opera is sometimes compelling.
Do you feel like you've made up your mind as to who you vote for?
Yeah, a long time ago.
And who gets
Hillary?
Your vote?
Hillary.
Did you?
Unless
you,
I get to write in Bernie.
Were you a Bernie person
initially?
Yeah,
I was a Bernie person, yeah.
Do you worry about Trump?
He won't get elected.
You're pretty sure at this point?
Yes, very sure.
Seems like a long time left to go.
I have confidence in the American people.
I have to ask you now, why do you hate politics?
No, I don't hate politics.
Just too much all the time?
Yes, especially in this election.
It kind of fries you out after a while. I'll be glad when it's over.
Without a doubt.
Who are you going to vote for?
Hillary.
Have you liked her all along?
Not really, no.
If you could put someone in there, who would you put in there?
I was going to go for Bernie Sanders.
You like Bernie? You like Elizabeth Warren?
No, just Bernie.
What are your thoughts on Trump?
I just don't like him as a human being, as a... I don't think he should be anywhere near politics.
All those millions of people like him. What is he tapped into?
Discontent.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Have a good night, you guys. Share this amongst yourselves. The show's
Thank
tomorrow
you.
Night at 6. I hope
Have
you can
a good
listen.
One.
This is Kansas from their first album, Can I Tell You, Dusty.
know, it is, it's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Yeah. Because you'd be in jail.
Secretary Clinton.
So will you vote this fall?
Yeah.
Do you have a candidate that you prefer at this point?
Probably Donald Trump.
You're leaning toward Trump?
Mm-hmm.
What is it about Hillary that you can't abide by?
It's just she's part of the machine and I'm tired of the machine.
Like old Washington politics feeling?
Right.
What about Obama? Did you initially support him or do you still like him?
No, I didn't initially and no, I don't like him.
What is it about the president where you feel like he's let you down?
Once again, I think he's just part of the machine. Politics as usual. I don't think anything has changed in the last 30-something years. Doesn't matter what party it is.
Are you excited about Trump or do you cringe once in a while with some of the stuff he says?
I'd like to see him just because I think he'll shake them up, you know.
You feel like we need things shaken up?
Yes, without a doubt we need things shaken up. They're too comfortable in their ways. They know they get away with anything they want and nobody challenges them on anything. And I think even just the fact that he is where he is now has shaken them up. I think that's why that tape came out. I think it was the Republicans that put it out. They're afraid of him as much as the Democrats are.
Paul Ryan and the gang?
Yeah.
It's strange times, isn't it?
Yes, it is, but hopefully it's a revolution, you know?
What kind of revolution? Would you like to see it stay peaceful?
Oh, absolutely. I don't want any kind of disruption. Just shake them up and get them out of power. You know, even just make them change, you know. I mean, right now, it's all about them, grab the money, and I work hard for my money, and I'm not going anywhere.
I appreciate your time, man. What's your message of peace and love to our listeners in Jersey City, here in New York, around the world, on the internet, on WFMU?
Live, love, and laugh, right?
Do you manage to do that most of the time?
Yes, I do.
And there's your family. Thanks, man. I'll give you a card. My show airs tomorrow at 6. I hope you guys.
All right.
Thank you.
It won't be long now. If Hillary will win. Trump, he just seems horrible.
Lurching around and sniffing.
And all that locker room talk.
And the hair. I like this new sound, new from this year, 2016. This is Rendezvous with Distance. They're from Italy. You're listening to The Dusty Show, TNP, Clay Pigeon with you. 10 minutes after 6, 50 minutes yet to go. I like this Rendezvous, The Distance, Silent Fundraiser. That's all I'm going to say. Help out if you can. FMU. Now more than ever, baby. 2016. I I saw the shamrocks on your shirt, and I thought you were from Ireland.
No, I'm not, but I was in Ireland last summer.
Must be beautiful there.
Yes, yes. Very green, very rainy.
But you're Italian, right?
Yes, I'm from Milan, Italy. I work for a company in Phoenix, Arizona.
That's a political hotbed in the United States, United States, United States, United States. Do they talk a lot of politics out there in Phoenix?
Oh, yes, 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 a lot. My colleagues are talking each other. And in Italy, U.S. elections are very popular as well, even if we don't know all the things we should know to have a real view on the things.
Donald Trump is stirring things up over here, and I imagine you hear talk about Trump in Italy, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's compared to our former Prime Minister Berlusconi, because they all are involved in constructions, in girls, in toupees.
Rich, powerful men.
Yeah, a rich, powerful man, yes, sure. And successful.
What about Hillary? Do they like her in Italy?
Well, yes, they like more than Donald. Personally, I don't.
Who would you vote for if you could vote?
Maybe Donald.
You think so?
Honestly, it's a fight between bad and worst. So it
the lesser
be...
of two evils.
Yeah, yeah, two equals, and I'm glad I'm not
now,
here.
Now, I have to ask you, as a European, what about that Brexit? Do you think it's a good thing?
For some, yes, for some, not. Recently, UK economics went up, but lately the pound went down. For me, it's a mistake because UK was preferred in politics, in economical things in Europe, and they decided to go out. But it's people's decision, so you have to respect.
Well, give my regards to everybody in Positano, Amalfi, Ravello. Can you say something in Italian to my good friend Fabio? He's on the radio with me, Fabio.
Okay, Fabio, tanti saluti da Milano. New York è bellissimo. Saludos to Argentina, numero uno in football.
Here's my card, man.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. The news is changing so fast, isn't it? Hard to keep up here on the Dusty Show. Let's hear Larry Gatlin's Nighttime Magic.
Nighttime magic, woman. Bow, bow, bow. Got a hold on me. Night and day I pray that your magic won't let me be. I'm a
great voice of Larry Gatlin. 1978.
Be set free. I was crazy in your magic heal me. I was empty and your magic filled. And your magic found me. I was lonely, lonely. And you wrapped your magic loving around me. You wrapped your magic loving around me.
Nighttime magic woman.
So glad you're listening, everybody.
Night and day I pray that your magic won't let me be. I'm a prisoner of love and I never want to be set free.
Boz is out there from the Netherlands. Hey, Boz, over in Holland. We love you guys.
I never want to be set free.
You like this American sound, Boz?
Nighttime magic.
How you doing today?
Okay.
I asked you about the election. You have a candidate decided?
Yeah, more or less.
Are you just settling for that candidate?
No.
Did you like Bernie at all?
He's okay.
Is it Hillary?
Exactly.
What do you like about Hillary?
Well, she's a legacy of Obama, so.
Have you been pretty pleased with the job President Obama has done?
Yes.
Will you miss him?
Yeah, I miss him.
What do you think of Trump?
Well, he has a way of doing things, but I don't take it lightly.
Are you hopeful for the future?
Yes.
You love the USA?
Yeah.
What do you love about it most?
Great opportunity.
Thanks for your time, man. Here's my card. Tomorrow night at 6.
All right.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage Vice President Al Gore and the next President of the United States, Hillary Clinton. Clinton.
Confusion. Confusion. If you have any confusion whatsoever about where you vote, or whether you're registered, or whether you are going to the right polling place, visit iwillvote.com. iwillvote.com. Say it with me. iwillvote.com. One more time. iwillvote.com. Now, let's make Hillary Clinton the next president of the United States of America.
I interrupted your nice walk here in Bryant Park.
Yeah.
You're frozen in place.
Yeah.
The weird question. Do you like politics?
No.
Are you annoyed by this election by now?
Yes.
How about you? How do you feel about
it? She's annoyed.
How do I feel about what?
The election this year. Is it different than other ones you've experienced?
Of course it is.
Do you have a candidate that you prefer this far?
Trump.
You're going with Trump?
Mm-hmm.
And you as well?
Well, sure.
Only because I can't stand Hillary.
Yeah.
You said sure, like a horse.
I don't want him, but I'm Republican. I'm not going to go with Hillary.
Does it all come down to the Supreme Court in the end of it? Is that way we're like, whatever, just get him in there?
Is this your way of meeting people?
No. I actually do a show tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Do I seem unprofessional?
No.
No, it's just a little strange. Nobody does a show with
your iPhone. You know,
and it's a 4, for God's sakes.
It's a 5. But I have like an expensive stereo digital recorder, but today's iPhone, it actually works better.
I bet it does.
And
okay,
you
we gotta go, though.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
What's your message to the listeners?
I really don't have one.
Did I give you a card?
Thanks.
All right, have a good night.
You too.
Quite a little problem we've got here, isn't it, Jane?
Yes, Alfred, and I don't know what to do about it.
A wasted box of Gainsburgers.
And sausages, too.
They said he wouldn't be able to eat them for a year.
Yes, I thought grown dogs ate the same thing as the little dogs.
I did as well. Oh, fire truck passing.
Yes. Probably another fire at the Mueller's house.
They said that the...
Huh?
They call them the puppies.
The puppies, yes. The puppies can't eat the same food as the adult animal.
The puppies' digestive system is...
Puppy. It's tender, yes.
Tender.
Yes.
We bought this box of...
Careful, Jesus! Careful with that old guitar.
It's 100 years old. It's not worth anything.
Well, it says it's a Gibson.
1916 Gibson.
Gibson! I hate you.
Yeah, Pupy.
Poppy!
Pupy.
It's called Poppy.
Look at him.
So cute.
Look at him.
So cute.
Good boy gets a Gainsburger. He likes it.
Bad for
him. He likes it.
He's sick.
Oh,
he's dead.
I'm sure it's nothing serious.
He's dead.
He's moving a little.
He's not moving.
Use your foot a little.
I'm not going to kick him.
Your boot. Use your boot.
Poor little puppy.
Now, roll him over.
Leave him alone. Get your boot off of him.
Get him a sausage.
What are you doing? No. He's
there
dead.
There you go, boy.
He's not going to eat it this way. He's moving. He's moving.
Yes. Yes.
He's alive.
Yes. Look.
This is Todd Rundgren's Utopia, 1982 on the Bearsville label. Swing to the Right, title track of that album. Quiet on the Accu. Have you forsaken me? Is it over for Trump? Has he reached the end of the line? Will they throw Pence in there? That worries me. He can come back. Cinderella story. So what's that you're eating? It looks pretty good.
Bagel.
A bagel, yeah. With the supreme cheese on,
yeah.
It? Yeah. You're going to vote this fall, right?
Yes.
Yeah. You have a candidate that you like?
Not for president.
You're settling for one of them?
No, I'm going to take a pass on it.
The whole thing?
Well, the whole president race, at least.
You're going to sit it out?
I'm going to leave that line blank on my ballot.
You just feel like they're both unworthy of the
office? All four of them are unworthy of it. Not just the two main ones, the two third parties are.
Why is Stein unworthy?
She believes in some random conspiracy theories, pseudoscience. She got arrested recently for protesting some weird thing. I don't remember what it was.
Gary Johnson's got, you know, a respectable percentage of followers, it looks like.
Yeah, he has some followers, but he's a phony libertarian. I don't think he espouses true libertarian principles. He wants to have policies where there's people are forced to do things they wouldn't want to do in order to avoid the appearance of discrimination, which is not in line with libertarianism.
The Aleppo moment didn't bother you?
That didn't help either. The Aleppo thing, the world leader issue, none of that helped.
What about Trump?
He had my support until that video came out. I can't support somebody who would advocate saying it's okay to get away with sexual assault when you're a star.
Are you surprised so many are staying with him?
I don't know what those numbers are going to be, but I'm sure that a lot of people will stay with him.
We heard whispers of revolution yesterday in Pence's appearance in Iowa. One of the audience members alluded to, if Hillary wins, we should start a revolution.
As in, like, with guns? I don't think we've gotten to that point yet.
Hillary, why can't you vote for her?
She's dishonest. She runs on all of her experience, but she has no good experience. Over the past 12 years, all she's proved is that she has bad judgment, that she's made mistakes, that she doesn't understand what needs to be done.
Did you vote for Obama?
No, I voted for Romney and McCain.
So you're generally more conservative type
of
voter?
Yeah, I usually vote straight ticket Republican.
Did you prefer one of the 16 other candidates?
I voted
candidates?
For Trump during the primary in April.
Did you like somebody else before they
I
were
weeded? Scott Walker.
So you like the Ryan Walker style,
yeah,
Wisconsin,
yeah,
kind of politician?
Ryan would have had my vote, but I think 4 years is his chance, not this year.
Are you hopeful about the future of the country, no matter who wins?
Sure, eventually it'll figure itself out, but near term, not so much.
You love America?
Yeah.
What do you love about it most?
Greatest country in the world. Because our sense of freedom, our liberty, the adventure spirit that we have that you don't see in other countries.
What's the most dangerous thing going on now?
right now, in your estimation?
I think we have policies where people are being divided into groups, and that's not helping the situation because it sets people off against each other, and we see that from both ends, different, the left and the right, both stoking that in different manners.
Do you think people are so saturated with media, or are we just always evolving to our surroundings?
No, I think the media has been evolving. Like 8 years ago, the whole online news coverage wasn't really a thing. 40, 50 years ago, you didn't have television, so it's always completely evolving.
Appreciate your time. Good thoughts. All the best to you. My show airs tomorrow at 6. I hope you can listen.
Thank
Enjoy
you.
Your bagel.
Our lives depend on this election. Our kids' futures depend on this election. And I will tell you, just for me, and I don't want this to happen, but I will tell you, for me personally, if Hillary Clinton gets in, I'm ready for a revolution, because we can't have her in.
Yeah, you don't say
But
that.
I'm just saying it. No, you know, I'm like Trump. You know, do I not speak for people here? Am I not saying the truth, guys? Come on.
Yeah, there's a revolution coming on November the 8th. I promise you. Cheer.
Vanity, it's on me. Lay your head down on the guillotine. I'll need to be forgiven. I'll need to keep living my short life. Short time is running away. I can't stop it.
Amberdon 431. A chemical composition.
Bound.
Radical. Amberdon 431.
Just shy of perfection.
What went wrong?
But we had no way of knowing. Scientists had made similar discoveries before. But nothing quite like Amberdon 431.
Aerosol-based mind control. It dispersed at an altitude of approximately 2,000 feet from the new crop dusters. These drones. Drones. People always droning on about drones. And now they're flying them right over our homes. Sometimes they block our vision, dropping a fine mist.
Four thirty-one B.
Is that what you're calling it?
Yes.
And what are these machines doing?
Processing 431B.
Yes, processing. Are you all right?
Yes.
Excuse me, but I didn't seem to catch your name.
John Pounder.
John Pounder?
Yes.
Mr. Pounder. Dear Mr. Pounder, sing for us, won't you?
Yes. Oh, Mr. Pounder.
Virgil Pounder.
Hi, Mr. Pounder.
Inventor of Amberdon 431B.
You pay attention to politics?
So-so.
So-so. Is it driving you nuts? Is there just too much of it? Do you have a candidate that you prefer?
Yes,
is
there,
no hesitation, Trump.
Yeah.
Have you been with him since the start?
Yeah.
What do you like about him? What's the Trump fever? To some of us...
Donald Trump fever, but let me make it quick. I feel that he'll be the only one really to get us out of the debt we're in, only because he's a businessman, and he should be able to get us out of it.
Why not Hillary?
It's like he said, how long has she been working with the government? 30 years? What does she really ever do?
I appreciate your time, man.
All right. Take it easy.
Justice Scalia, great judge, died recently, and we have a vacancy. I am looking to appoint judges very much in the mold of Justice Scalia. I'm looking for judges, and I've actually picked 20 of them so that people would see, highly respected, highly thought of, and actually very beautifully reviewed by just about everybody.
What's your first name?
Andrew.
Andrew, do you pay attention to politics? Will you vote this fall?
I do. I will.
You never miss an election?
Not for the past couple years.
Have you been pleased with the job the president's done?
Yes, actually I have. I'm a big fan of him, actually.
Are you? Talk about Obama a little bit.
Well, I appreciate the fact that he did the health care for us. I think that's like the main thing. I know that, you know, the unemployment rate has dropped down. Interest rates are going down or actually are at their lowest for like mortgages. So I appreciate that because I also work in the banking industry.
Why did they hate him so much?
I don't know. It could be a racial thing. It could be a fact that, you know, just Republicans are just hating on Democrats. I don't know.
Are you concerned about Donald Trump?
Very concerned.
Talk about that a little bit.
I don't know. I feel like this guy's got like worms in his brains. I don't know. Every single time he has any type of interview or interaction, he says something that just completely doesn't make sense or contradicts what he said previous years. And I don't really know who to vote for this year, to be completely honest. I really wish I could have voted for Bernie.
What caused Donald Trump? What does he give to the people who love him?
Maybe they hope to be like him. I don't know. That has to be it. Maybe they hope to have his money. But, you know, his companies have all gone bankrupt. I mean, maybe personally he has a lot of money, but everything he's been responsible for has gone bankrupt. So it's like, you know, I feel like he's going to bankrupt the country.
Do you like Hillary?
I don't know that I like Hillary. I'm a little bit worried about Hillary. I mean, I'm worried about the whole email scandal. I don't understand why there would have been things that she needed to hide unless, you know, there was something in there she shouldn't have been doing. I mean...
Will you pull the lever for her?
I'm not really sure.
Did you like Bernie?
I definitely would not vote for Donald. I'll give you that. Hillary, I'm not so sure of. And then I'm out of choices, kind of, sort of. I did like Bernie. Yeah, I love Bernie, actually.
Are you optimistic about the future of the United States?
All the other countries are laughing at us from the choices we made. The Republicans are, like, jumping ship on Donald. So what does that say about him, you know?
What's your message of peace and love to our listeners in Jersey City, here in New York City? What's your hometown?
Jersey City.
You're from Jersey City?
From Jersey City, yes.
Wow, shout out to Jersey City.
Well, you know, I do love my hometown. I've been there for about 7 years now. It's a great place to live. We've got, you know, we're just as mixed as the city. You know, we've got all types of nationalities out there, all types of religions.
Is it cheaper to live?
It is cheaper to live. It's very much cheaper to live.
WFMU, man, right there on Montgomery Street, down close to Exchange Place. Tomorrow night at 6. Hope you can listen.
Thank you.
Thank you, buddy.
All right.
Where were you in 1990 when this one came out? Happy Mondays. Step on the Dusty Show, Clay Pigeon with you. You know he talks so hip, man. You twist him a melon, man. Call the cops. Hey, rainmaker, come out. Wait from that man. You know he's gonna take away your promised land. Hey, good lady, just
He's gonna step on.
Sean G likes the happy Mondays. That's actually about to happen.
Unfortunately, it is.
Unfortunately, you wish this election could just go on and on and on.
No, I do not. I do not. I don't think anyone here can take it much longer.
I know. That's actually really stressful, isn't
it? It's extremely stressful watching the debate. It gave me the most uncomfortable feeling. I felt like anxiety.
I have to ask who you're voting for.
Hillary.
How did you feel during the debate? The first one, it seemed like she won, and mm-hmm. then the second one, he really came after her.
He did, but I don't think there are really any winners, to be honest. It just feels like both of them are banging their heads against the wall. As someone who's lived outside of the U.S. and seen things a bit differently, it was a little embarrassing.
Where'd you live?
I used to live in Switzerland.
In Zurich there?
In Zurich, yep. I just think we're kind of hating on the Middle East for the way in which they act and the way their politics works, and we're kind of mimicking that in a certain fashion. Obviously, there are extremes, you know, I'm not being naive about that, but I think the whole world has taken a bit of a turn.
Are you worried about the future?
There are a lot of people who care and there's goodness, and I think that hopefully that will come to the top. I think the media wants us to be afraid. I think other countries want us to be afraid. So I try not to be, but it's hard not to be afraid of the future when every day you turn on the TV and that's what it tells you to be.
Just a few weeks left. They tell us Hillary Clinton is doing well now in the polls, but are you still nervous? Things can change quickly.
Absolutely. I don't understand the polls and the numbers that they get. No one's asked me besides you. So how we get these polls every day up and down, I'm not really sure.
Do you have friends who are Trump enthusiasts?
No. I live in Manhattan. Here comes one of my friends.
Who are you
voting
for?
Are you a Trump enthusiast? No.
Do you worry about Trump still possibly winning?
Of course. He has a radio show that we're doing.
WFMU, Clay Pigeon. Are you excited about the election? Do you watch the debates?
I'm excited for it to be over.
There was a big contest. They gave you 20 seconds. They're going to pick one person in America to address the nation for a 20-second soundbite.
Not going to be me.
What would you say? 20 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I would tell the world that we need to pull it together, to reach within and find our own core and middle ground and think for yourself and be the best that you can be as an individual, as hokey as that sounds, and live in harmony with one another.
Here's my card. My show airs tomorrow at 6 p.m.
Awesome.
I hope you can listen. Have
Thank
a good night.
Thank you. Have a good night.
All right. This is Shania Twain on Dusty.
When I first saw you, I saw love. And the first time you touched me, I felt love. And after all this time, you're still the one I love.
Looks like we made it. Look how far we've come, my baby. We might have took the long way. We knew we'd get there someday. They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong. Still, you're still the one I run to, the one that I belong to. You're still the one I want for life.
Great song produced by Mutt Lang.
You're still the one that I love, the only one I dream of. You're still the one I kiss goodnight. Ain't nothing better. We beat the odds together. I'm glad we didn't listen. Look at what we would be missing. They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong.
This hook gives me chills, so good. For you, Kirsten, happy birthday coming up.
I'm so glad we made it. Look how far we've come, my baby.
What's your first name?
Ryan.
Here in Grand Central Station. You paying attention to politics?
Yeah.
You watch it at night when you go home?
After a while, I turn it off, but I do listen to it.
Where do you watch it? What's your station?
ABC.
ABC. Are you a Hillary fan?
No.
Trump fan?
Yes.
You're going to do it.
Yep.
Yeah. Really controversial last weekend, some things that came out about him, but it didn't sway you against him.
No, because there's just as much bad about Hillary as there is, not as much with Trump, but there's a lot that don't come out about Hillary that should.
Now, I'm not lined up with you ideologically, but do we want the same thing? Or is it really those Supreme Court seats everybody's thinking about when it comes down to
no,
it?
No, I just want the country to change.
What do we need to change away from that Obama's done?
The world, the country's going downhill because of the politics in Washington. They couldn't even agree that the sky was blue.
So it's not so much Republican, Democrat, it's just somebody from the outside needs to shake things up.
Take things up.
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 What do you like about Trump? You're not alone. There's millions of people out there.
He's not bought off. They can't buy him off.
That rough edge is what you like?
Yep.
Yeah. What about when he says he's going to throw her in jail? Is that going too far?
Be in jail.
You'd like to see it?
Yeah. Yeah. She's done a lot of things wrong that other people would have been thrown in jail for.
Once in a while, has he said a few things that made you cringe?
Yeah. Yeah.
What bothered you most?
Right off the top of my head, I can't really think of it.
I guess when we live in New York here, we're pretty used to diversity. So some of the comments about Muslims or Mexicans, do that bother you?
Sometimes he does speak harshly of things of that nature, but he still has to deal with the Congress. He may not get everything that he wants, but he still has to deal with it.
What's the worst thing Obama did?
Medicare. It's Obamacare. And giving away the money to Iran.
You think he's a good man?
No. No. He's done a lot of things that shouldn't have been done.
What's your message to our listeners this election season?
Just vote for Trump, because I believe he's going to change the United States and the way things are run.
I bet you like Mike Pence, don't you?
Yes.
You wish he was the guy?
No, not really.
He's waiting in the wings for next time?
Donald said if the way he's going at it now, you'll never see this again. If Hillary wins, the government is open to anything.
You feel it's true?
Yes.
Yep. It's all
corruption.
Or nothing?
Corruption.
Thanks for your time, man. I really appreciate it. Here's my card. Tomorrow night at 6.
Okay.
Thank you.
You've got everything to lose. All the progress we've made these last 8 years is on the ballot. Civility is on the ballot. Respect for women is on the ballot. Tolerance is on the ballot. Justice is on the ballot. Equality is on the ballot. Democracy is on the ballot. If you want to send a message in this election, make it a resounding message. Turn back the forces of racism and misogyny and send a message for progress. Send a message for facts. Send a message for reason. Send a message for hope. Send a message by voting for Hillary Clinton. Send a message for Deborah Ross. Send a message about who we are as the American. American people and make our kids proud. Thank you, Greensboro. I love you. Let's get to work.
This is Mushroom Head on the Dusty Show from 2001. Solitary Unraveling. Mushroom Head lived in somebody's shadow. I can't remember who it was.
West, we're coming for the storm. To the west, you turn this quiet. I got reverend as my right hand. So the west, my bullet doesn't come for the storm. And the west, you turn this quiet.
Ah!
Just need a dose of power. Music, power. Re-exploring the new metal. Dominic is your name? Are you a New Yorker your whole life, Dominic?
New Jersey. Born in Brooklyn, raised in Jersey.
Our show's out of Jersey City, right there on Montgomery Street. Where are you from in Jersey?
Fort Lee.
Fort Lee?
Yes.
Well, that's kind of a notorious Chris Christie town now. Do you think he knew about it?
I have no comment on that.
Do you follow politics?
Yes and no.
Do you have a candidate that you'll pull the lever for this fall?
Probably Mr. Trump.
You're going to do it?
Yeah.
What is it that you like about Donald Trump?
The fact that he's listening to the rest of the country. I don't think politicians listen enough.
Has Washington lost touch with the people? Is that what he's all about?
150% yes. Yeah.
And Hillary just seems like the same old Washington politician.
Very systematic politician.
Do you admire anything about Hillary?
No, she's been a New York State Senator for how many years? I've lost count. And I don't think upstate New York's benefited from it. She's kind of forgotten about it. Very self-serving.
We're a few weeks out now. Hillary seems to have a lead. Do you think Trump can come back?
I think Trump has the lead behind the curtain.
You do?
When people close that curtain and vote, they're going to vote with their conscience, not with what they say in public.
So some people wouldn't admit that they're going to vote for him, but...
Exactly.
What gives you that confidence?
Experience.
What kind of experience?
Just people experience.
Are you optimistic about a Trump future?
Absolutely. I have friends that live in Massachusetts that took a train all the way to New York to remind me that Trump's a better candidate.
What about Muslim people? Anything against them?
Not at all.
Do you think Trump's right about kicking out Mexican illegals?
I have no opinion on that, so it's fair to say.
I appreciate your time, man.
You
here's my
it.
Car.
All right, thank you very
All
much.
Right, have a good night.
You got
thank
it.
You. For his soul. this one from 1965. Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. I remember this shit playing on my folks' old Zenith console in the living room. There's still bite marks on it from I could just look over the lid and watch the record go round and round as I was biting the walnut of the Zenith console. And this song was playing Herb Alpert's Zorba the Greek. Let's dance, you guys. Come on. Let's go Cossack with it. I'm going to Cossack. You got to believe I'm trying. Arms folded. Arms folded. Kicking straight out. Nick, I saw the flag on your shirt.
Yeah.
That's when I kind of zoomed in on you. I guess I profiled you, as they say, as maybe a more conservative kind of guy.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Will you vote for Trump this fall?
He wasn't my first choice, but I am going to vote for Trump, yeah.
Who did you like out of that big stage full of people this year up there?
There's quite a few decent candidates, I think.
Initially, I thought Jeb might do better.
I wasn't too happy with the establishment Republicans. I like Bobby Jindal. I even like, I don't know, who was it, Rand Paul?
Mm-hmm. Rick Perry.
Rick Perry, you know, he's a bit of a stiff.
The third agency of government, yeah. I would do away with the education, commerce, and let's see. I can't. The third, sorry. Oops.
Let me just run him by you. It seems like you know him. Chris Christie, just quick thoughts.
I don't like Chris Christie.
Rand Paul?
Rand Paul I liked, yeah. I think Mike Huckabee was also good. There was quite a few. Even
Fiorina?
I like Holly Fiorina. She was well-spoken. She seemed like she had herself together, but I think she wasn't popular enough.
Ben Carson?
Ben Carson was also good, yes.
Scott Walker?
I don't know much about him. I know a lot of the unions dislike him. He was from Wisconsin, correct, Scott mm-hmm. Walker?
And Paul Ryan, those are both.
I'm not too happy with Paul Ryan, what he did.
With Trump?
Yeah, I'm not too happy about that at all. I just feel that whatever Trump said, it's just basic. Every guy talks like that, you know, behind closed doors. I worked in a nightclub for 15 years as a bouncer. I've seen a lot of prominent people come in there, and with a couple of drinks in them, and when they're relaxed, you know, guys are going to be guys with guys. You know, I think it was a cheap shot about the hot mic. It's unfortunately today everybody's got touchy feelings. I've seen a lot of politicians do a lot worse than Trump has. I think they're persecuting for it. You know, touchy feelings. I'm a firm believer that this country was a God-fearing nation, and they're sort of going away from that. I'm not a religious person. I'm Catholic, brought up Catholic. I don't believe that you could force people into religions that you know. I do believe that we were a God-fearing nation, and, you know, they're taking God totally out of it. I think morality-wise, I think that has to be put back in. And there's certain things, I mean, the Pledge of Allegiance, you know, you should stand for that. I mean, certain things that this country was built on, I see that going away, and it kind of saddens me. That's why Trump's kind of like, he stands for the rule of law. Those are the things I do like about him. He does stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, and he stands for a lot of traditional values this country was built on. I think that's why a lot of people like tend to flock to him.
Talk about Hillary just for a second.
I'm not too happy with her at all, man. I mean, I didn't like her when she was in the Oval Office with Bill Clinton. You know, with Hillary, she puts her finger in the air. Whichever the way the wind's blowing, that's what she's going to give you. It's almost like she tells you bullshit. That's where it's just kind of like wishy-washy, and she'll say one thing one day, another thing the next day, and then she'll try to explain herself, and it's always twisted and turning. Everything with her is secrecy and scandal.
Looking back, Obama probably did some stuff you didn't like, but do you admire him in any way?
I don't like Obama because he's made a ton of promises. Obamacare was a complete lie. It's going to collapse, and you don't hear anything about it on either side. It's on the verge of collapse. The doctors don't like it. The hospitals don't like it, and it's almost like force-feeding people on something they really don't want, and they're being penalized if they don't go for it.
What's your last word to people out there before the election, man? What do you want to say to people?
I just think that people really have to think it over who they're going to vote for. I mean, I'm a firm believer that we're not doing that great. The world is definitely a different place, and we have to stay vigilant. I'm really concerned about my kids. They're going to grow up in a real hard place if we don't change things, you know, very soon. I'm a firm believer in voting for Trump, and hopefully we can go from there. I mean, I don't think he's the answer. But, you know, I really don't believe that politicians are the answer at this point.
You know? I wish you all the best and your family. Thanks for your time, man. Tomorrow night at 6.
Okay.
I mean, what she did is a criminal situation. She wasn't supposed to do that with the server and the emails and all of the other. Now, I rely on the lawyers. These are good lawyers. These are professional lawyers. They say she's guilty as hell. She's guilty. She is guilty of the server. She is guilty of, you look at confidential information. I mean, all of the information that probably has gotten out all over the world. Mm-hmm. And then, you know what? She's also guilty of stupidity. Lawyers, what the lawyers are saying is what she did in terms of national security. They have very strict rules and regulations. She's broken all of them. Why would a person, and how can a person with this kind of judgment become the president of the United States? Now, think of this. We're in a cyber world. This is a very complex, we're in a world like we've never been in before. So we're in a cyber world, and she's playing around with servers and emails. How can she be running this country?
Country. Just a few more weeks, you guys, and then the election. Who knows how it's going to turn out? It's never seen anything like it. I'm glad you were here. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Clay Pigeon, it's been my pleasure to be here. For the last hour, you're listening to the TNP, the Thursday Night Package. Up next, Hardy White's Miracle, Nutrition, Sinners, Crossroads, Dave the Spaz, nickname Stan, and my wife's birthday coming up in a couple of days. Love you, honey. Happy birthday. You just keep getting better and better. Fine wine. L'chaim, to life. It is pretty great. Thanks for listening, you guys. Take care. I leave you with the Dubuque Community String Orchestra. Michael Reed Crane's Harmony, Adagio for Wind, Strings, and Harp. The Second Adagio. Dubuque Community String Orchestra. Always remember, take care, Boz, in the Netherlands. Say hi to everybody over there across the pond. Keep the faith in the old United States, Boz.
We're trying. Breaker 19, keep your ears on. Go to Double Nickels, to the side of the bridge. 10-4, back door, put the pedal to the metal. What you waiting for?
To Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White. I'm Hardy White. Hey, you want to have some fun? Want to take a break? Oh, I just need to relax. I need a little love. I got to escape a little. Hardy, help me. Is there somewhere we can go? I just need a break. Maybe a cup of coffee. Just to take a load off. Be somewhere safe for a while. I want to step outside of time. Can you help me out? I think I can help you out. Come on. Well, hello, my friends. Come on in. Come on in. I've been expecting you. Oh, there's plenty of room. There's chairs. There's mats and everything. Yes, this is my all ages, not really religious Sunday school. I'm so glad to see you. I'm cutting out construction paper. That's my friend Lou. He's cutting out construction paper because we're going to do a unit on late Matisse a little bit later. And I'm gluing cotton balls to cardboard to show you how to make a Hardy White beard. That's right, Butchie. Oh, we're going to have so much fun sometimes. You just need a place to go, a little room somewhere, so you can talk about what you value. What do you value, Hardy? Why are we here? You say it's not particularly religious. Well, we subscribe to one thing.
Boys life? Grit?
No, I mean one tenet.
What?
And that is that you should treat your neighbor like you want to be treated. And don't hold a grudge and don't seek revenge.
You said all of that while standing on one leg. That's impressive.
Oh, I know, that's done. We're going to do a little, like, sort of yoga like that, too. Oh, we'll have fun. Come on in now. You can come. You can be late, and you can also leave anytime you want. We have an open door policy. In fact, we have a revolving door. Aren't those fun? We have two revolving doors, actually. We had to build a second one. The first one got stuck, but look, it's filled with skeletons. Isn't that neat to look at? I wonder what happened. You can look back in time and imagine. Can you smell the room? Oh, it smells like every classroom you're in as a child. It smells like pencil shavings. But the reason this one smells like pencil shavings is we're going to make pillows out of pencil shavings. So I've asked you to bring in a lot of that, and also I've asked you to bring in glitter and some hair. Now, if y'all have a barber shop or something, we're going to get lots of hair. That's going to be fun. What are we using that? Well, we're stuffing it. We're making what I call a hair care bear. And that is, it's like one of them care bears, but we stuff it with hair of somebody we love or off a barbershop floor because we can't do it. It's very Victorian. I was going to have you weave it together like that. It's good to learn an art, I think, if we all do that together. Oh, my friends, I hate to see people hating one another. I'll do anything it takes, and I think a little class like this will get everybody relaxed. How do we relax them? A little snack. I'll tell you what, if you're eating some sort of little snack out of one of those condiment, paper condiment cups, and you have a very tiny little paper cup, say, oh, I feel giant. I feel like Gulliver. Lilliput, yes, we make everything here smaller so that you feel bigger and better about yourself. We should have places like that. So, oh, I feel so tiny in this universe. I feel so helpless. I'm going to go to Tiny House. And you go to this place, I'm a giant. Everything is small so that you feel a little better about yourself. You say, I feel a little powerful now. You go over, they have little tiny apples for you to crush like that, and I'm making applesauce with just my index finger and thumb. Oh, we're going to do all sorts of things like that in this Sunday school class. Oh, and we're going to sing and we'll have fun. And is there a nap time? Yes. And if you're an older
person like myself, that can be any time, really. So, you know, if it hits you, we got some Lazy Boy loungers. I don't know how I feel about that name. Over there, though, the recliners. Also, children, don't put your head in them. Oh, it's a skull crusher. They're very dangerous. You know, any kind of chair that has gears that could grab one of your limbs or something and suck it in and mangle it, probably not a great design. Doesn't mean that it doesn't work. You understand? Just because you can do something, just because you can engineer something, doesn't mean you should. Oh, hopefully we're going to learn today the difference between can and should. I always wanted to know the difference between can and can. They're spelled the same. Oh, well, then they're just homophones. They sound the same. So you're saying like can, that something comes in like corn? Yeah, like I can corn. What? No, like a can of corn. No. All right, we'll talk about this later. I want the folks to get acclimated and everything. Maybe we should put on name tags. You know, sometimes I don't go out to some places and crowds if I think I'm going to see somebody I saw before, because I might have forgotten their name and I'll be embarrassed. And then they'll know my name and say, "Hey, Hardy," and I'll go, "Hey, Troy." And I don't want to say Troy, because that may not be their name, right? So I'll just go, "Hey," and then they look at me because I'm very, very perceptive. And I look in their eyes and they look at me like, "You don't know my name, do you?" Murmur. And then they say a bad word in their mind. They don't say it out loud. And I go, "Oh, he's mad at me for not knowing his name." Well, you know what? Mess him. And I'll get mad back. And then we'll just stare at it, glower at each other just because I was forgetful. That's how things take off. Oh, somebody's mad at us. It's hard not to be mad back. It's hard not to seek revenge or hold a grudge if I think that an injustice was done to me. You know, if somebody shoots me. Now, we're going to learn how to make pea shooters. And, what? No. What do you think I'm talking about?
Like you get at a restaurant.
No. Anyway, these would be a straw, and then you put a pea in it, and you like a weapon, like a dart, like that.
I've gone hunting like that.
You go hunting with darts?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I'm not from up north, so I don't know about that. But we're going to learn some crafts like that, and I think learning a skill, working with our hands, if our hands are busy, idle hands are the devil's workshop, and you can tell. Have you ever done that? You've been working, with your hands, and they look, oh, my hands look magnificent. But let's say you weren't working with your hands. You just had them